Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week's Does This Happen to You moment is brought to you by The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress. And here is Being the Wine Guy, Part 2, Revisited. When you're a wine guy, there is certainly considerable responsibility, some of which I covered in Being the Wine Guy, Part 1. But only if it stopped there. The one thing all wine guys like to do is drink wine. No kidding. And most of the time, drinking wine is more enjoyable when you drink with other people. There are exceptions to this, of course, like my mother. She used to have the same box of Franzia Sunset Blush in her fridge for years. And my uncle. He is actually not that bad at all, since he really likes wine, but it seems he only likes wine that he purchased at the 5 cents sale at BevMo. You buy one bottle at the normal price and get a second for a nickel, and I'm pretty sure he has it in his head for which of the two bottles he actually paid the nickel, and that is the only bottle we drink. But all our relatives live safely out of state. Instead, we often have friends over for dinner and crack a few, too many, bottles of wine. Most of the time, people we invite know that I am a wine guy, so I get a bit of performance anxiety and fret for hours over which wine to serve with dinner. I have this vision that people are going to come over expecting a wine epiphany, and as the wine guy, I feel obliged to provide it. Strangely, there seems to be an inverse proportion at work here. The more I fret over the wine, the less people pay attention to it at dinner. And as far as I can tell, there has yet to be an epiphany, but I have not apparently learned anything from that. There is another odd phenomenon. When we invite people over who know I am a wine guy, they inevitably say something to the effect of, "What can we bring? Other than wine, of course. I wouldn't dare bring the wine guy any wine." So they go buy a fruit tart or a bouquet of flowers or a jack-o'-lantern. Nice gestures all, but what? Let's think of something other than wine, say gummy candy. Let's say you knew someone who was known as the gummy candy guy. Absolutely went berserk over gummies. Bears, worms, cherries, hand grenades, whatever. Would you ever hesitate for one stinking second to bring him some gummies? Heck no! Not for a heartbeat. In fact, I bet the gummy candy guy could have gummies coming out his rear end and still get a boatload of candy when people come over. Now, you might bring a small bag of real Haribo gummy bears from your last trip to Germany, or a 17-pound bag of closeout colossal gummy hippopotamuses from the store in the mall that was going out of business, but sure as shootin' you're going to take that bozo some candy. What about chocolates? Same freaking thing. Beer? Sure. But wine? Not a chance. I wouldn't dare bring any wine to the wine guy. Does that make any sense to anyone? If so, could you please explain it to me? Would you ever say, "I am not going to bring you any chocolate because you like chocolate?" Or, "I hear you really like building Legos, so here is a bouquet of flowers?" Why is there such a fear of bringing a bottle of wine? While on the one hand, I understand, people may be intimidated. I drink a lot of wine, and people think I know a lot about wine. Generally, the average schmuck thinks they know very little about wine, so that is where the insecurity may set in. Somewhat similarly, we are always hesitant to invite our friends who are professional or really talented amateur chefs over for dinner because we feel that they will be judging our cooking. In fact, when we have had professional chefs at our place for dinner, my wife insists we only cook Korean food, since she figures no one will criticize her heritage. She actually claims that is due to her familiarity with the cuisine, but we all know she's just playing the Asian card. But here is the key. Bringing wine to a wine guy is nothing like my wife's fear of cooking for Julia Child, since wine guys are not expecting you to bring over a bottle of wine that you made yourself. In fact, I hope you never decide to do that unless your name is Wes Hagen or Aaron Jordan. Having to try some bathtub wine sludge might be my worst nightmare, and my wife would be horrified. Not since she would have to try the wine, too. She would never admit it, but that would scare the bejesus out of her, too. But because she knows I would not be able to hide my feelings about how it tasted for even one nanosecond. Sure, I would say the right things, I think, but my facial expressions would certainly let everyone know what I thought of the rot-gut swill. Luckily, I have only had to go through that once, and coincidentally, we have not seen those people again. So unless the juice in the bottle is your own creation, wine guys are not judging you by the wine you bring over. I know that when I taste a bad bottle of wine, I do not think of who paid for it as much as who made it. Really, there is a ton of perfectly acceptable wine out there, and you do not have to spend half your paycheck either. Generally speaking, even if you know absolutely positively rock-bottom bulk-kiss squadooch about wine, if you spend at least $10 and it comes in a regular-size wine bottle, no wine guy is going to throw you out of their house or spit in your food. Really. Unless the guy is a complete jerk. But you wouldn't want to hang out with one of those anyway. So who gives a honey badger? There is one exception to this rule. Please, 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 please do not bring the ironic bottle / jug / box of wine thinking you are absolutely freaking hilarious and that you are so incredibly clever since you are the first to think of this. Because you're not, on both counts. All of us wine guys, I think I can speak for all of us, have received a 5-gallon jug of white Zin. I used mine as a doorstop for several years. A magnum of some wine with some sort of critter or critter's tail on it. You know exactly what I mean. Or a 3-gallon box of Franzia. I actually returned the Franzia and bought a decent wine in a bottle. They had actually spent $16.95 on the box. Really, it was not funny the first time, and it won't be funny the next time. Heck, even a bouquet of dandelions that you pulled out of your lawn would be funnier. This is not an attempt to convince people to bring crack to an addict. Okay, maybe it is. Rather, it is just another attempt to take a bit of fear and mystery out of the wine experience. The next time you are going to have dinner with a wine guy, do something new and unique. Bring a bottle of wine. Let me know if you enjoyed this story. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, we'll talk to you then.